I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Damage assessments are underway following Saturday's quake in northern Haiti. The latest report lists 17 dead, 333 injured, and more than 7,000 families in need of relief aid. Compassion International's Haiti director, Gilbo Saint-Cyr, says they're taking stock, too. Four Compassion kids were injured and three homes completely destroyed while taking care of immediate needs. Local believers also help their neighbors understand spiritual truths.
We want people to pray for us so Haitian people could believe that it is not God's hands against Haitians. No, it is a natural disaster.
We'll connect you with Compassion at our website if you want to help.
We do need help because there are a lot of needs.
And have you ever considered being a pen pal with a prisoner? Crossroads Prison Ministries is in desperate need of men and women to mentor prisoners in their Bible study program. Douglas Cooperi with Crossroads says they kicked off their We Over Me campaign to double the number of mentors this year.
Currently, we have about 7,500 lessons waiting to go out to mentors. And there's an urgency in there because when you read those words in the Bible lesson, there are salvation issues in there. They're asking questions about who they are. Who are they in Christ? Who is this Jesus?
All it takes is about an hour of your time each week to go over a student's Bible study lesson and write back. You just need a heart for sharing Jesus and loving others. You can learn more about becoming a mentor with Crossroads at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.